Sunday, October 30th, 2022. We are live.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
This is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache.
This is the heart of 1776.
It's 12 o'clock, Americans. Another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, October 30th, 2022. And I'm your host, Alex Jones, and you have found it, the tip of the spear in the fight against globalist anti-human tyranny. All right, I was already planning today, last night and this morning, to come in here on this special Sunday broadcast. And every broadcast is special. Well, this one's particularly special. And just talk about why there's a war on children and why the real currency of this satanic global elite and their minions is hurting and killing children. And then this afternoon, when I was going through clips and doing research here about 3 hours ago at the office, I saw a clip of Laura Logan, the famous investigative journalist, who they're really demonizing and attacking now for coming out against the poison shots and the globalists. And she was talking about why they target children as an affront to God. And that's really what it's all about. And then they're given basically evil rewards by the God of this world for what they do. And it ties into the massive studies, there's just so many of them, but new ones came out in this last few days, of incredible numbers of death and illness in small children right through to old people taking these poison shots, and how the system knows it, and how only the United States is the country targeting 6 months olds and up. A bunch of European countries and others have banned the shots, period. But this is all a test to see can they inject us with something that openly makes us get sick, that kills many people, and get away with it, and then have the medical systems who've now been part of the corruption actually go after the good doctors and scientists like Dr. Peter McCullough, who they're trying to strip of his medical licenses right now, even though he's been vindicated and proven absolutely right. They need to send a message to other doctors, you don't stand up, you don't tell the truth, or you will be destroyed. Well, we'll all be destroyed, not just physically, but spiritually, we do not take right action against these truly, truly evil, wicked people. Also, we have the ADL that is openly the arbiter with big tech and the censors on who can be online, who can basically in the future with a social credit score even have a job. You're going to be put into ghettos and then into camps under their admitted plans. The head of the ADL put out a letter attacking Elon Musk and saying, you will not reinstate President Trump. He is a danger and a terrorist. And they went on to say, Alex Jones is the other big enemy, and he must not be allowed back on Twitter. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, when are we going to see you back on Twitter? Musk hasn't gotten control of the company yet. He's firing a bunch of people. They have the EU trying to have huge fines or criminal charges against Twitter if he allows free speech. So he's got to create one of those boards and official policies and challenge all the different laws. I'm not worried about trying to get back on Twitter. I am worried about the social credit score, the debanking that's coming for everybody in the next phase of this real tyranny. You talk about clear and present danger. The Anti-Defamation League is just a mouthpiece of the globalist and is doing everything it can to literally bring in an iron curtain of tyranny that would make Joseph Stalin blush. These guys are very hardcore anti-Americans. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Everybody says they want people to stand up and fight tyranny. But when you fight tyranny, the New World Order comes after you. Now, I knew that. And for 28 years, I've been on air exposing these people, and together we've had a great effect. But listen, they're coming after us right now. They're trying to shut us down, but they can't beat the power of we the people, of you and I together. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible, game-changing products while at the same time keeping us on air. We have the biggest sale of the year running right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and you get an additional 10% off on the deals that are at least 40% off. Many are 50% off on Vitamin Fusion, X3, DNA Force Plus, you name it. So on top of 50% off, at checkout with promo code 1776 or 1776, an additional 10% off and no Patriot points. This is by far the biggest sale of the year. Keeps us on air, plus they're great products. Check them out at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776.
Big Brother, mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday, October 30th, 2022, worldwide transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here live for the next 2 hours. And then Harrison Smith comes in to host Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m., Central Standard Time here on the embattled tip of the spear InfoWars pro-human network. All right. I have election news. I have massive Ukraine war news. I have huge economy news. Diesel is set to run out somewhere around the 15th of November. So we're talking in about 16, 17 days. All diesel reserves and all diesel gone. That's what they estimate, including at the local filling station. They will be out of diesel by the 15th. That was reported by the federal government over a week ago. So now we're talking about 16 days, 17 days out, depending on how you look at it, the 15th or the 16th of November, right after the midterms elections. Diesel's already on average $5 a gallon in the United States. Some places as high as $9 a gallon on the West Coast. This is the purposeful deindustrialization, shutdown of the United States. This is economic war against the people of America. But the first thing I want to hit here is why all this is happening. Why did they roll out poison shots they knew didn't help you, that would give you heart attacks and myocarditis and blood clots and cancer and everything else that the CDC admitted in October of 2020 was going to happen in their own documents that we've shown over 1,000 times here on air. We'll show it again. They want the precedent to kill us when and how they want. And depending on the insurance actuary, we're looking between 6 and 20 million people extra that have died from these injections alone. The numbers do not lie. And the United States is the only country in the world that is pushing it on six-month-olds and up, and now they want to, quote, authorize it for newborn babies. They want to make it mandatory to go to public school. This is absolute criminal activity. But if you research the Aztecs or the Mayan, or you research the ancient Egyptians, you know, it's in the Bible, but they've now found the big stone tablets where Ramses the First and then Ramses the Second and others ordered all of the Israelite firstborn boys to be put to the sword. You know, you watch Charlton Heston and the Ten Commandments and you see that. It's not just a Sesame DeMille's masterpiece. That really happened. So why in all these different cultures were particularly firstborn boys ordered to be killed? This is something that pops up in every culture, and the globalists want the power to kill us and then have it out in the open and have the medical system that went along with it be involved in the cover-up, and then the corruption is complete, and then they get their world vaccine ID, digital cashless society out of it. And that is the holy grail of the WEF, the UN, the Communist Chinese, the Australian tyranny. It's the same unified plan worldwide. I've got stacks of articles showing that today, that this is now currently being rolled out. But the first thing I want to play is just Laura Logan and you can laugh at this if you want. She's a former, you know, national top investigative journalist, still is, but has been purged off of all the different stations she was on for exposing that there is a satanic lust and drive to hurt the children. Well, she's done a recent interview where she lays out that it is about hurting God. And what she said, and what she said that as she was praying that she received from God, is totally true from my own research of what the occultists throughout history have said they're doing this for. So we've got to get in the minds of these people and ask yourself, a low-level psychopath goes and kidnaps men, women, and children, but usually children and women, and then tortures them sometimes for months on end. And they describe it to the psychologists and psychiatrists when they're on death row as evil spirits told them to do it in almost every case, and that they only seemed alive when they were torturing a child and, quote, using them up. So if they can't kill a baby in the womb, they want to put them on a bunch of Ritalin and Prozac. They want to screw them up. They want to have mastectomies and cut their breast off, cut their genitals off. They want to make sure they're totally alone so that they can have their energy sucked by these people that literally are a cult of hurting innocents, because Mahatma Gandhi said, in each child is the seed of the universe. Well, that's what Laura Logan's saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what this is. You have to know your enemy. Here she is talking about it.
Because one of the things I asked him is, I said, I get it, but I don't get it. The children. I have such a problem with this. You got to explain this one to me. And he said, well, first of all, you're looking at it the wrong way. I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, they don't define children the way you do. They don't define the world the way you do. The choices that you face are not their choices. Right. They look at it completely differently. And I said, well, OK, so how do they look at it? And he said, for them, everything is defined by their one fundamental, all consuming purpose. I said, which is what? He said, to defeat God. Right. Because this is the moment. I mean, for them, it's about the real God. The true gods are them. And Satan, yeah. There, mm-hmm. Right? And so he said, children are the closest thing on earth to God, because mm-hmm. we are created in the image of God. And as, you know, from the moment we're created, we haven't had time to be corrupted and to stray. Mm-hmm. So for them, the younger you are, the closer you are to God, the more pain they can inflict on God. So the more you can make a baby or a small child suffer, the greater your victory over God. And that is the only consideration for them. Outside of that, doesn't exist.
They believe in the raw exercise of power against our own instincts that God gave us as strength, and as them becoming gods, deciding who lives, deciding who dies. And when we come back, I'm going to play the latest Greg Reese report, World War Z, and what this deals with. But we have Raskin and other Democrat leaders saying, we're going to have nuclear war with Russia because they won't let us cut their little girl's breast, their little boy's penises off. Seriously. That's what he says. And you're like, that sounds totally psychotic. That's who these people are. And that all ties into Pelosi's husband. We have the 911 tape. It's not a right-wing rumor. Both men were in their underwear. The police held it up till today. They released a 911 call on Friday, but it got no attention. But today, the San Francisco police released the fact that Mr. Pelosi and the man half his age, who was a hippie from a nudist colony, not a right-winger, were in his bedroom, both in their underwear, with hammers. When someone else let the police in, and they had the 911 call where Pelosi said, I'm here with, and named the man, my friend, and he's attacking me. So Pelosi is circling the toilet bowl very, very quickly, 80-something years old, and you got two dudes in their underwear in a bedroom with hammers. And they are desperate to try to call this the new January 6th. It's incredibly illustrative of exactly how these people operate. And they put up fake websites Friday saying he was a right winger. Turns out those are fake. I guess those are fake news, too, that Pelosi got arrested drunk. These people are just absolutely slaves of the system. That's coming up as well. We've got so much today, but I want to get into the war on children. Then the ADL has come out ordering Elon Musk not to reinstate Trump, calling Trump a terrorist. And then they attacked yours truly. And I'm extremely honored to have such an evil, un-American organization as the ADL see me as one of their chief enemies. Because I stand against their fascist Nazi ideology. They are the Nazis. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones has been ordered to pay Sandy Hook victims' families nearly $1 billion.
$1 billion verdict.
Almost $1 billion in damages.
$965 million in damages.
$965 million. $1 billion.
$100 billion.
This is actually a larger warning for other liars and conspiracy theorists in our society and our politics. It's a rebuke and a punishment that we believe, according to a lot of legal experts, will set this new precedent.
The mother of George Floyd's daughter now filing a $250 million lawsuit against Kanye West.
Kanye West made, quote, false statements about the manner of Floyd's death.
He says the family could sue for intentional infliction of emotional distress, citing the recent Alex Jones trial as an example.
Alex Jones is patient zero. Take him out.
Now, what does this mean?
For the legal limits and punishments for other individuals who make lying and conspiracy theories part of their business model or politics. Fox News is clearly watching this closely. They are facing this suit by Dominion Voting Systems for over $1 billion.
You heard that right. Billion with a capital. Bye.
This is not a trial.
There was no jury trial in this case.
No judge in U.S. history has ever told somebody what they can and can't say.
Everybody knows you're supposed to get your day in court. Yet the one person who is being denied any day in court is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones didn't kill anybody.
You were clear in that you had a change of heart, or you believed that you were wrong, or you believed you made a mistake, which I think is admirable. And I think the fact that they want to browbeat you after that is what is so scary. And I think that people out here would do well, if you're watching, to understand that apologies do nothing with these monsters.
The whole purpose of the First Amendment is to keep the government the hell out of the business of speech. Totally disregarded by the Connecticut courts when they decided to write their Alex Jones rule.
This judge, Barbara Nellis, is a disgrace to the rule of law, a disgrace to the judiciary, a disgrace to the justice system.
So the regime has come for Alex Jones. They always start with Alex Jones when it comes to these things.
You don't have to be an Alex Jones fan to understand that he is most definitely being made an example of.
The law industrial complex, in collusion with the media, can work in harmony to completely obliterate somebody financially.
That's $1 billion for expressing an opinion, which under the prevailing Supreme Court case law is absolutely protected.
The question is, do they really care about what Alex Jones said, or do they want to destroy Alex Jones?
Do you now believe that the First Amendment is absolute, or do you believe that the First Amendment has limitations?
I believe that the First Amendment is absolute and that you can't be priorly constrained. Obviously, if you get found guilty by a real jury in a real trial for defamation or libel, then it doesn't have absolutes. It does have limits. But I wasn't given a free trial.
The First Amendment is unique in the world. Most countries don't have that. I think the United States is the only country that has this, right? This enshrined freedom of speech in our highest law. That's what they want to take away.
This is our rights being taken. This is a Hollywood production. I'm not saying Sandy Hook didn't happen. I'm saying the production of what I supposedly did and how big it became and this huge event. I'm not the Sandy Hook guy. I'm the guy that wrote the number one best-selling book in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World. That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this live, unfiltered, uncensored Americana transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very blessed and honored to be here with you. We're under massive attack, massive demonization, massive lies. But because we haven't let the globalist mind trick us into giving up, thanks to your support and your continued word of mouth and your prayer, Infowars.com and this broadcast is bigger than it's ever been. I have done hundreds of interviews in the last month, and hundreds more I didn't have the time and energy to do. And all these different big broadcasts are saying, we apologize, you were right. The New World Order is real. They want to forcibly inject us. They're coming after our children. They're building COVID camps. What do we do? And so I want to thank the listeners and viewers and the crew for being so steadfast in this fight, because we're being vindicated and we have a good chance of stopping the globalists together. And by the day, more and more people shift their perspective from being a nice, good person, which you still are, but to thinking like a globalist and reading their own documents and understanding just how evil they are. And it's hard to get your mind around, but once you see things through their eyes, there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. So there's been a war on children, a war on innocence in pagan and occultic cultures in every place in the world, whether you're black, whether you're brown, whether you're white, whether you've been Asian background. Every culture develops, builds, hits a golden age, and then these evil cults arise that always demand the blood of children or always want to attack and destroy the innocence of children. It's a very small group of people that are influenced by evil, but they then take control of government, get yes men into positions under them, will follow orders, and then they always go after the children. And now they've crossed the Rubicon with millions of children having their breasts and penises and genitals cut off, and Democrats and leftists all over the world passing laws in different jurisdictions that parents can't say no when the school starts convincing their seven-year-old to get on the fast track to sterilization. It is just unbelievable. If you went in to a doctor's office and said, I want you to cut my 8-year-old's or 10-year-old's arm off, they'd call the police or call a paddy wagon to send you to the local mental institution. But when it's the state and the left and the bullying Hollywood culture and the judges, well, then step back and let them have our children. Let them go after their genitals. We know having sex with them is evil and wrong. We know torturing them is wrong. But if you call it gender reassignment, then it's okay. Very powerful report that needs to go viral at band.video. And remember, we built band.video because they banned people all over the place. We have hundreds and hundreds of great contributors reaching millions of people a day, not just with our videos, but the other videos are getting millions of views a day in the aggregate. Some of the videos get 4, 5, 6, 8 million views apiece. On average, my videos get about 100,000 views, dozens a day. Greg Reese is about 500,000 on average. But the point is, it's there for you to share the truth and get it out to folks. So here is a extremely important report titled World War Trans, where the left openly admits they want to attack any Christian or Orthodox nation that isn't going along with their targeting of children, and their in-game goal is our children. So I'm going to have World War Trans posted under the live show feed, under our live show feed today, so you can find it easily and share it, or it's the top video at band.video. Here's the report. We'll come back and cover the latest news.
The official president of the United States has warned the world they will face Armageddon if Russia uses tactical nukes in Ukraine. And when the Russian president said that the use of nuclear weapons in Ukraine is senseless, the Biden administration reversed the no first use and sole purpose policies regarding nuclear warfare, meaning that the U.S. will now consider first strike nuclear attacks against non-nuclear threats. In a surprising break from projection and gaslighting, U.S. Congressman Jamie Raskin recently explained the truth behind the current U.S. policy with Russia.
Russia is an Orthodox Christian country with traditional social values. And for that reason, it must be destroyed, no matter what the cost to us. So this is not a conventional war. This is a jihad. Jamie Raskin said that out loud. But many in Washington agree with him. In both parties, they would like to see World War Trans immediately.
On the surface, that's what this is. World War Trans. That is what the United States has become. To the rest of the world, America has become the land of abortions, castrations, death, and lies. Meanwhile, our diesel fuel is set to run out before the winter, and our leadership could care less.
What are we doing to increase the supply of diesel, given that the Energy Information Administration said as of October 14th, the U.S. only had about a 25-day supply? You have the Northeast and New York already rationing home heating oil. What are we doing to prepare for the winter and to ramp up supply of diesel?
I'll take the question on the diesel, because I just don't have the data on that in front of me. So let me take that, and we'll get back to you on that. But writ large, the president has been working very, very hard to make sure that we're not only are we ready for fluctuations that could come, and of course the prices are going down, and we think that's important, but that we are also doing what we can to help our European friends and partners who are also going to be facing a long, cold winter. We have doubled our commitment. The commitment he made in March for natural gas exports to Europe, we've doubled that commitment.
The president has cut off our fuel and given away our emergency reserves. Without diesel fuel, the entire nation comes to a halt. And at this point, nothing is being done to stop it.
The problem is, at this point, there may not be an answer, because there may not be a way to avoid a disaster. Diesel fuel is not just low in this country, it's low in every Western nation that has aligned itself with Ukraine. All these nations preparing for World War Trans are running out of diesel fuel.
While millions may be scratching their heads over World War Trans, too afraid to speak against it, Russian President Vladimir Putin recently explained what it's all about and how Russia has already been there. He said, after the 1917 revolution, the Bolsheviks also said that they would change existing ways and customs, and not just political and economic ones, but the very notion of human morality and the foundations of a healthy society. The destruction of age-old values, religion, and relations between people, up to and including the total rejection of family. All this was proclaimed progress, widely supported around the world back then, and was quite fashionable, same as today. Parent number one and parent number two, birthing parent instead of mother. I repeat, this is nothing new, and they made such a mess it still makes one shudder at times. President Putin says America should do what they want, but leave Russia out of it. They've already been there. And seeing as how Americans have become nothing but submissive spectators, it seems as if the United States will be going there as well, starting this winter. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Your steak could soon be 3D printed. That is, if you live in Europe. Israeli company Redefine Meat has struck a partnership with importer Giraldi Meats to drive European distribution of its new steak carts. The startup is hoping to establish its products as an alternative to conventionally produced meat. Redefine Meat operates large-scale meat printers at its Revtoff headquarters south of Tel Aviv, as well as in a new factory in the Netherlands. The company's manager, Jaron Eschel, explains how it works.
I have a library of a few different slabs. I can choose each one of them, and I can adjust it accordingly. I can define the amount of marbling. Now I can go directly into the printing process. And you can see how the process starts to build layer by layer.
The company makes its products from ingredients including soy, pea proteins, chickpeas, beetroot, nutritional yeasts, and coconut fat. Co-founder and chief executive Eshar Bin Sharat uses his own tyrannical lisp to explain the new type of faux meat his company is launching.
In the past 2 years, we have been working deeply on understanding meat and what makes meat so exciting, and we identified a few components that we can recreate from plants and have the same exact performance as the tissue of animal meat, giving you, with the combination of additive manufacturing, the exact feeling you experience a good steak, a good cut of meat coming from an animal without the use of the animal.
Plant-based meat alternatives have become increasingly popular in recent years, but the early hype about plant-based meat alternatives has ebbed as inflation and recession worries have driven some customers back to cheaper animal meat products. Companies such as the U.S.-based Beyond Meat have cut their sales outlooks because of Americans' distrust in the Great Reset. Redefined Meat, however, has big ambitions. Its new meat is currently available in Israel, Britain, the Netherlands, and Germany. Almost 1,000 restaurants are currently paying about $40 per 2 pounds for its steak cuts. We can see a world that new meat, that's meat made from plants, is a big part of the meat industry. It will replace a lot of meat that people consume today that is bad for the environment and bad for most of the people in the supply chain. Some people will still get to consume high-quality meat coming from animals, but that will only be for our elite master overlords. For you, it's meat squirted from a machine or Klaus Schwab-approved bug burgers. Reporting for The Great Reset, I'm the Tyrannical Lisp.
Look, it's not hype that InfoWars has changed the world. It's not hype that your support of InfoWars is the reason we were able to do this. So I salute you and I thank you. Now, you know about fluoride, the bad halogen on the periodic table. Well, high-quality iodine is the good halogen and does the opposite of fluoride. And when you've got it in your body, it doesn't just supercharge your cells. It doesn't just give you more energy. It doesn't just boost your immune system. But it also blocks the bad halogens in the fluoride, chlorine, bromide, bromine family. So, ladies and gentlemen, it takes about 2 weeks for X3 to kick in on average. Take a few drops every day. And almost everyone has dramatic results. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. So what do you have to lose but taking action? Experience X3 finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off. Experience triiodine. Learn about the iodine fluoride conspiracy. Learn how to counter the fluoride and fund the InfoWar and empower your life at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So last week, America's biggest coalition of rabbis wrote an open letter calling for the head of the ADL to resign or be removed. And the reason they did that is, you can read their letter, is they said, you know, anti-Semitism is a real thing and not a good thing, and people should oppose it, and I agree with that. But what you're doing going after President Trump and Tucker Carlson and others that are good people is discrediting the ADL and discrediting groups that are against anti-Semitism, and it's a lie. In fact, I forgot to send you guys this report, so I'll just pull it up on my phone here from the largest coalition of rabbis. Here's the actual headline. It's loading here. This is the Coalition of Jewish Values, rabbinic group, largest in the country, calls for CEO Greenblatt's resignation after ADL tweets minimizes the Holocaust. because he said Tucker Carlson is a Nazi and is as bad as Hitler. Tucker Carlson's dangerous to tyrants, and the ADL is basically just a group the globalists rent to go out and call anybody that's for freedom a Nazi. And this major rabbinical organization said, what you're doing is evil. It's incredibly evil. And so the good news is here, people across the board are done with the ADL. The bad news is the Anti-Defamation League is completely globalist, completely leftist. It defends radical Islam while attacking basic American values and attacking Christians and creating dissension. But that's what the left does. That's what they're all about. And so when Elon Musk finally, after months and months of fighting, got control of Twitter, they sent out this desperate letter saying that if Trump and Alex Jones and Steve Bannon returned to Twitter, would, quote, lead to dire consequences of violence, when we're not calling for violence. It's the left burning down billions of dollars of cities and killing hundreds of people and calling it mostly peaceful. It's just preposterous that a former president who had the election stolen from him was taken off Twitter when he said peacefully march the Capitol, and the left had provocateurs there, and then they falsely claimed that Trump ordered people to attack the Capitol. That's a fraud. And they go on to attack yours truly. And then Andrew Tate, he's a misogynist. He can't be allowed on either. Who died and made the ADL our controllers? Because the closest thing I've seen to Nazis in America is the left and the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center and their vaccine passports and their lockdowns and their bullying that violates the Nuremberg Code, trying to make us take experimental shots, and the social credit score that'll take your bank account and your job if they don't agree with your political views. That's already happening. It's been tested on myself and Laura Loomer. So this is dangerous. The closest thing I've seen to what the Nazis did is being executed by the left. And if you look at who commands the censors and the think tanks and the so-called fact-checking groups that tell big tech what to do, it's the Democratic Party on record illegally coordinating it with the ADL. And the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, they're just as bad, are interfaced with big tech, surveilling and watching what you say and do, even in private messages. We're worried about communist China setting up illegal police stations across the U.S., which they are, to intimidate Chinese dissidents and Chinese American citizens. But what about the ADL? It's outrageous what they do. In the name of leftism, they're cutting little girls' breasts and little boys' penises off, the leftists. And then in the name of being liberal, they're surveilling and censoring people and lying about us and calling us Nazis, hoping people carry out violence against us. So ADL melts down over Trump. Alex Jones, Steve Bannon returning to Twitter would lead to dire consequences. Here's the actual letter. Five things the ADL is watching following Elon Musk buying Twitter. They went on to say Elon Musk is dangerous, and the head of the ADL has gone on national TV to say it. They go on to say, in addition, other high-profile dangerous individuals, that's the term Facebook uses, written by the ADL, may be allowed to return to Twitter. White supremacist and former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke, white nationalist Nick Fuentes, conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, former Trump advisor Steve Bannon, misogynist Andrew Tate. So I'm going to say this right now and then hit all the other huge economy news, Russia war news, Pelosi, what really happened at the attack at the House that wasn't an attack, that was some type of bondage tryst gone bad, it looks like, another drug-fueled type operation. All the evidence is leaning towards. We're going to hit all of that coming up and more. I want to just tell the listeners something, the viewers something. You want somebody to take on the Democratic Party? You want somebody to take on the deep state? You want somebody to take on the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and take on the big media, big tech, all of it? We're doing it. So We are recognized by the globalists as the biggest threat to their criminal enterprise. And so I know most of the listeners get this, but I want to really sink into the masses of people that tune in here and never spread the word or never go buy a book or a supplement or a film or a T-shirt. We don't have George Soros and the New World Order funding us. We don't have British intelligence funding us like so much of the left. We are funded by you, and we've got great products you need. And I've been so busy, we've extended the sale through the weekend of up to 60% off with promo code 1776 on Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, X3, and more. Everything's 40 to 50% off. With promo code 1776, there's an additional 10% added at checkout off the cost at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of these products, like Ultimate Krill Oil and Alpha Power and X3 and Brain Force Ultra and D3, high-quality D3 gummies with calcium and our Super Linus Pauling formula of 1,100% daily allowance of organic vitamin C with rose hips and zinc that turbocharges your immune system and just your mind and everything. That's all 50 to 60% off with the promo code, because everything's 40 to 50% off, but everything gets an additional 10% off on it. You need to experience X3. Most people have iodine deficiency. Most iodine's bound. You don't absorb what you get in the food. You do this, it's a game changer. It takes 2 weeks to kick in. But something like Brain Force Ultra kicks in 15 minutes. It's an incredible focus nootropic like nothing you've ever taken. Mental focus, clarity. It's like a, for me, it's like a intellectual aphrodisiac. And it dissipates in 3 hours. Very special formula. Nobody else has got it. Then you got Brain Force Plus. That's a good, clean, very strong, healthy nootropic. Lasts 5 to 6 hours. Turbo Force is still sold out. Hopefully it comes in soon. It's 10 hours of insane Tyrannosaurus Rex, Godzilla, King Kong energy. But they're all different formulas. But you can get them right now. Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra at InfoWarsStore.com for 60% off. And that's how you keep us on air. So I want to thank all of you that have supported. But I want to encourage everybody else. You want to be in the fight? We can beat them if we have the funds for the appeals, all the things we're doing. We can stay on the air for years in their face during this critical time. But only you can come through now and spread the word about the broadcast, share the article, share the videos, and buy great products. So take action. Don't procrastinate. InfoWarsStore.com. And again, this sale's got to end because a bunch of stuff is on the verge of selling out. But we're just going to keep it up there for a few more days. InfoWarsStore.com. Promo code 1776 for 10% off extra. It's our best seller. We first came out with it 5 years ago, and it was a moderate seller. But as folks tried Vitamin Mineral Fusion and experienced the way it made them feel and how healthy it made them, it has become our number one overall bestseller. And it's been sold out for a while, but it's finally back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion doesn't just supercharge your immune system, but it helps every cellular function of the body. It has all the minerals, all the key amino acids, all of the essential vitamins that you need to live and be healthy. Essential means without these things, you die. And so much of the food is debased. There's so many chemicals in the environment. It is critical to bolster our body's defenses with a product like this. Now, there are other great vitamin mineral products out there, but this is amongst the very best, and it's a low price, and it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you lose is not taking action today, getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Let me hear it if you've had the Pfizer vaccine. Let me hear it for Moderna. AstraZeneca. Let's hear it from the anti-vaxxers.
A vaccine's on the way, Zaddy. Let's do it.
It's Pfizer. Moderna, baby. I'm J&J. I'm vaccinated. The way I feel is liberating. Yeah. I got you. First shot.
Getting that shot? Really was an amazing feeling. It hits you.
DMC, I will inspire. Time for us to trust and not debate. The vaccine, believe it's safe to take. 9 out of 10 people won't get sick. That's 90% effective and legit.
Side effects that people experience with vaccines, which we all have come to expect, a sign that the vaccine's doing what it should.
I've been diagnosed with Bell's palsy, which is paralysis on one side of the face. But I have to say that I would do it again because it's what we have to do.
Vaccine!
If this is appealing to you, just think of this when you think of vaccination.
The same category when it comes to COVID vaccines and infections. I've had the same number as well.
And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say I'm vaccinated.
I'm getting a very good feeling about vaccination right this moment.
So preparing for hurricane season is to get vaccinated now. Everything is more complicated if you're not vaccinated. A hurricane, a natural disaster hits.
Vaccines!
Mr. Biden, bring my vaccine. Keep me protected from COVID-19.
Get the vaccine. Get the vaccine.
Just get the vaccine. Roll the up and get the vaccine.
And tell your friend on Facebook to stick to jewelry.
Fundamentally a cult. It's a cult in every sense, and now it appears to be a sort of Jim Jones era cult.
The nasty jelly bean represents the risk of getting myocarditis if you have the vaccine.
A death cult.
A death cult.
Oh, no, I don't even know what this is. How did you get here?
I just caught you, American. You visited Bandai Video. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit Bandai Video or I have to hurt you.
Kung Flu.
It comes from China.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've been predicting an October surprise right before the election. Doesn't mean they're going to actually stage something. They could just use an event and spin it the way they want. And we've seen Paul Pelosi, the embattled husband of Nancy Pelosi, and the billions, not hundreds of millions, they've made off insider trading deals, reportedly attacked late last week by a man with a hammer. But they held up the details of it for a while and said, well, he was in his underwear. And then, well, the glass was knocked out from the inside out. And then somebody unnamed let the police in the building. And the police didn't tell us until today that they found both men in their underwear in Paul Pelosi and Nancy Pelosi's bedroom. She was off in D.C. So I guess when the cat's away, the mice play. And this is looking more and more like some type of homosexual interlude or rendezvous. And I'll give it to Paul Pelosi. At least it wasn't a kid that was in there. It's a 40-year-old man. So my issue here is how they've spun the whole thing, put up fake websites that he was a right-winger when he was a leftist, nudist, big Democrat supporter on record. That's all been confirmed. And the websites put up Friday saying he was a right-wing QAnon person are not true. So maybe they weren't gay. They were just hanging out in their underwear with hammers. And then here's the most important point. When Paul Pelosi called 911, we're going to play that tape for you here in a moment. He said, I know the man and listed his name. So he knows a man and lists his name, but then goes, oh, and tells the cops, actually, I don't know him, when he figures out how that sounds. And the police are obviously controlled by Democrats there in San Francisco. They won't even respond to regular crime. And so they waited until Sunday to release today that Pelosi is refusing to release surveillance footage to them, and Paul Pelosi was in his underwear in a bedroom with him, and that he'd gone in the bathroom and called the police, but then come back out and joined the man. Then they began to hit each other with hammers again. And the police aimed guns at him and said, put your hammer down. And the younger man did not put his hammer down and continued to try to attack Pelosi, but they didn't shoot him because they could obviously tell this was some kind of weirdo stuff going on. This has come out now from the police, but it's getting almost zero news coverage. But here, what they've released so far, they haven't released what Pelosi said. It's just the dispatcher telling police what Pelosi told him. We need to get that full tape released. Here it is.
Our officers observed Mr. Pelosi and the suspect both holding a hammer. The suspect pulled the hammer away from Mr. Pelosi and violently assaulted him with it. Our officers immediately tackled the suspect, disarmed him.
Northern 4 car, 8 priority 910, 2640 Broadway, cross of Scott and Normandy. I have a 14-hour copy. RP stated that there's a male in the home and that he's going to wait for his wife. RP stated that he doesn't know who the male is, but he advised that his name is David and that he is a friend. RP sounded somewhat confused.
Yes, code 3 to 2640 Broadway for 14-hour.
Ever 12-hour cop, 15-hour also code 3.
Everyone call the Vice and Division Unit on scene 2640 Broadway. Special call medic 56, location 2640 Broadway, cross of Scott and Normandy Terrace. This is code 3 as a second medic for a second patient. Special call for RC1, RC1 location 2640 Broadway, cross of Scott and Normandy. This is for the code 3 medical aid requiring 2 medics, control channel
C2. So what do you want to bet this never hits court and this gets quietly handled? Two men in their underwear with hammers in a bedroom. There's a full police press conference on this, but you've got to really dig to find it. We can play the whole thing if you want. The police have guns on them. Both men, Pelosi, Paul Pelosi has police aiming guns at him. The police come in to the bedroom, and there's two men in their underwear with hammers. And the police say, drop it. And the younger man doesn't and continues to try to attack Pelosi. What in the hell is going on here? This is not someone breaking in and saying, where's Nancy Pelosi? I'd give it about a 99% chance this was some kind of weird, wacko stuff going on. But that isn't the issue. These are two adults, and I'm against violence. I saw all the left celebrate. Literally, I got clip after clip. When Rand Paul got 6 ribs broken, a lung punctured. And they said, good. You know, too bad this guy didn't kill him. Senator Paul comes out and says, this is terrible violence. It's a bad thing. We're against this. And the left says, too bad you didn't die again. Mostly peaceful protest. And so all over CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, New York Times, he is a right winger. It's the new January 6th. Well, they said January 6th was worse than Pearl Harbor and 9/11. Peter Strzok said on TV 2 weeks ago that 9/11 doesn't even compare to January 6th. Yeah, 3,000 dead. January 6th, 4 dead patriots, no dead cops. 9/11 doesn't even compare to this. Well, then I guess they'll probably say 9/11 doesn't compare to Paul Pelosi in his underwear with some dude with hammers in their bedroom. And who is the unnamed person let in the police? If I had to speculate, and it's not hard to speculate if you've studied the lifestyles of these folks, they were both on cocaine or meth, and they were going crazy doing God knows what to each other, and one of them got pissed off at the other one, and things went haywire really, really, really quick. And if you question that, you're called a conspiracy theorist. Well, all they do is lie to us. All they do is have a history of fraud. So we would be insane if we didn't question what's going on here. Here's some of the memes that came out. You can see the full press conference and listen to the 911 tape if you want at Infowars.com. Police dispatch Paul Pelosi said he doesn't know who the male is, but advised that his name is David and he's a friend. Paul Pelosi attacker lived in Berkeley hippie nudist colony. NBC News, David DePapa, was able to get into the Pelosi bedroom where Paul Pelosi was. Third person was in home. Elon Musk fact-checked Hillary about the truth of Paul Pelosi attack, and Elon is right. And then here's some of the memes. Paul Pelosi crime scene video. I love this spirit Halloween costume meme that just keeps giving and giving. Home invader includes two hammers, underwear, gay pride flag. Berkeley stands united against and lube. And, of course, you've got from The Shining, the little scene with the adult teddy bear with the aristocratic man in the bedroom. Is this released footage from Pelosi's house before things got crazy? That's called satire media. We're not being serious. Rex Chapman calls Rand Paul a little bitch for wishing Paul Pelosi a speedy recovery. And it goes on and on and on. All right, we're going to start the second hour. Let me tell you what's coming up then. I want to get into the New World Order master plan, why they're doing lockdowns, why China's got new lockdowns, why they want to bring lockdowns back here, and what the digital world ID, social credit score, cashless society is going to mean. That's all coming up. And then we have the Russians officially saying they have evidence that British military working with NATO blew up the Nord Stream 2. And there's a big viral video. One version of it has like 10 million views. Whether it's about pushing against vaccinations, promoting Alex Jones, Kyrie Irving doesn't care about the impact of his words. He's just a wealthy, entitled individual who wants the benefits of existing in a society without responsibilities. And so they're demonizing him. He's responded to tweeting this video that I can't even count up how many views it's got. I mean, some versions have 15 million views. There's dozens of versions with millions of views. It's safe to say this has got 100 million views. And it's 20 years ago, a minute and a half clip where I just lay out the future that would be unfolding. So I thought we'd actually play the clip everybody's talking about. And that Kyrie Irving did not apologize for posting on his Instagram. That's all coming up. And then the Biden administration has done something very special. Biden administration accuses Arizona officials of trespassing for trying to secure the border. The illegals aren't trespassing, but they are. Hour number two straight ahead. Send the live links out from Infowars.com/show. Brett in Ohio. Brett, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to take a couple minutes to talk to you, just kind of talk to you personally, because I just wanted to basically apologize, because for a long time I just thought you were kind of crazy, like, oh, he's a gay frog guy. But then when you were on with Joe Rogan and you were vindicated on what you talked about with, like, a human-animal hybrid, Jamie pulled up an article. If you've had a phone since 1987, there's a record of that phone call being made, and Jamie pulled up another article, and I thought of a quote from, I think, Tyrion Lannister, where he said, if you tear out the tongue of a man, you're not proving him wrong, you're just telling the world that you're afraid of what he might say. And so I think that the meme of Alex Jones was right. I think that, you know, that's a wonderful meme, but I think what would be more powerful, at least to me, would be Alex Jones was telling the truth. Because you've been wrong on some things, and you've apologized for those things, but you've been right on far more stuff than you've been wrong. And I think it's much more powerful to say he was just telling the truth. He was just reading the news, and he was telling the truth. To me personally, I just want to say, you know, thank you for everything you've done, because I would listen to you, I had to kind of take you in small doses, and then I heard, okay, so this stuff on COVID made in a lab. Okay, so if that's true, then that'll come out in the media, and then eventually did. Okay, all this stuff on the vaccines, and you talking about it with, you know, Dr. Malone and McCullough and the rest of them, and I thought, okay, so if that's true, that's going to come out. And then every single time, you've been proven right on really big issues, and then I look at what the mainstream media talks about, and it's all spin, it's all lies, and I just kind of thought, yeah, so that quote from Tyrion Lannister of, if you just try to silence Alex Jones, you're really just kind of proving him right. You're trying not to allow people to see that what you were saying was right, and it was a truth. Because you can say that the sun is going to come up at 8:05 tomorrow morning, and you could be right about that. But if you're trying to tell people, hey, this is what's going on. Here's this document that I have. Here's this person that I'm talking to. We're not trying to lie to you just to try to be sensationalistic. We are telling you the truth. As far as I'm concerned, that's a lot more powerful than just, you know, Alex Jones was right.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call, brother.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.